Live from Bompton, Compton, California. Put your hands together for the Ball Smack Top Soar. Whoa. A lot of love. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, you're too kind, you're too kind. Bless all my Bompton soil, man. Oh, my God. I love the hood, man. Beautiful vibrations, man. Oh, man, I'm just happy to be here with y'all motherfuckers on this microphone spitting this type of talk, man, because I know that you could be anywhere in the motherfucking world, but you're listening to the Ball Smack Top Soil on the Ball Smack Podcast, man, on here by myself tonight. God damn it. I love y'all motherfuckers for fucking with me, man. I'm telling you, man, I always appreciate it. I always be listening and peeping game, you understand me? So let's get right into this motherfucking shit. You know, we always come with a bomb agenda for y'all motherfuckers. We come with them sponsors, niggas in the news, reader, listener, emails and shit like that. Got some good game, restaurant of the week. You know what we trying to do. Just bringing Nathan by high quality Mac, real nigga talk all day out here, man. You know. So let's go. Our sponsors. Yes. Our number one motherfucking sponsor is Ball Smack Streetwear. Go to Ball Smack Streetwear and pick you up some Ball Smack Streetwear right motherfucking now, nigga. Make sure you check out our Ian Connor posted. Ian Connor posted up there for us, man. Oh, man, I can't believe how many motherfuckers do shit because other motherfuckers tell you to do it, man. I can't believe it, man. We done sold so many of them damn Compton's Righteous Red hoodies, man. I can't believe it, man. But we still got them available up on the page, man. So don't fuck around. Get to it before they gone. You understand me? Fuck that. Yeah. All right. So go to BallSmackStreetwear.com and get you some shit. Oh my God, 2018, you know what I mean? For real. Man, we made it. We here. We in this motherfucker, man. It's the first full show in 2018. We done put up some other little shit, but that wasn't no real motherfucking Ball Smack podcast episode. That was the little snippet joined it. You understand me? But we here now. We here with the game. We ready to go. It's everything. It's everything. Niggas in the motherfucking news. Niggas in the news. Niggas in the motherfucking news. And it's a lot of niggas in the news. It's a lot of niggas in the motherfucking news. And you know what? I'm going to start off unorthodox. You know what? Hold on. Let me take it. Hold on. Look, I want to make sure I hit this shit right. The first nigga in the motherfucking news is Tariq Nasheed versus Dr. Umar Johnson. Yo. Now, you know the Boss Back Top Soil was tripping off of that shit right there, man. I watched old Tariq get his shit off, his nice rant and everything for Dr. Umar. And I tried to listen to what Dr. Umar had to say and shit. And let me just say this, man. First of all, off top, man, all that, you know, I know the conscious community is a hell of a community, and all these motherfuckers do good shit, man. They so smart. Everybody know everything. Everybody, you know what I mean? When I see the conscious niggas fight, man, that shit is funny as fuck to me, man, because that's all I be seeing, man, is the conscious niggas warring, man, like rappers and shit, man. That shit is funny as fuck, bro. But anyway, I can't really even say Tariq is like a conscious nigga because Tariq was, the Art of Mackin'. You feel me? So we can't say Tariq is just like an all kind. He's a half and half nigga, I guess. You feel me? So I can't even put him in there with all the mother conscious motherfuckers, man, because he still hold on to the, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Dr. Umar Johnson, man, I never did like old boy from day one. As soon as, you know what I'm saying, I heard him talking, and, you know, I heard him talking about schools, and I was feeling him on the special ed shit, man. That's a real shit, man. I been peeped at that. I was like, oh, they got a, like a little thing, how they put niggas in the motherfucking special ed, man. That shit is brazy. But a lot of them niggas supposed to be in special ed, though. Let's not get it fucked up, man. Some of these motherfuckers can't even fucking, you know, count. Can't add five, nigga. Two and three, motherfucker. So let's keep it 100. But anyway, yeah, Dr. Umar, you know, them conscious motherfuckers, man. You know, man, I don't know, man. They always suspect, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Dr. Umar had the bitch problems off top, I wrote him off right there. As soon as I heard him having complications with a bitch, of some he said, she said shit with a bitch, as soon as I heard that shit, I was like, dude is running game. He gonna run off with the money. If anybody giving him money, he gonna run off with the motherfucking money, man. Soon as I heard that shit. See, that's how my thought process is. I know I sound like a foul human being, evil motherfucker, when I'm talking like that. But that's how I think, man. I'm so, like, I don't know, man. Humanity. I'm so jaded. I just automatically, when I hear a motherfucker when I see a motherfucker over here talking about schools and, you know, Black history and Ra and the Black man and the Queen Mother and all that type of shit. And then, you know, in the next thing I hear him about having some bitch problems, a bitch tripping on him because he didn't want to pay or whatever the fuck it was. Man, we know. It don't have to go no further. I don't have to think no more. See, that's how it works for me, man. My mind is so efficient that once I hear that shit about a nigga, I don't think about him no more. I don't entertain none of the shit he got to say because I know he running game. You feel me? Now, you know, I didn't know nothing about Tariq putting him in the Hidden Colors and blowing him up or none of that type of shit, man. I ain't know nothing about that. But now, let me address Tariq, man. I thought Tariq went a little bit above and beyond on the threatening Dr. Umar, because you know Dr. Umar ain't gonna do nothing. You feel me? For you to be threatening a nigga for a whole show, I mean, like, calling them bitches and all kind of shit, man, I mean, you know. That was unnecessary. Nigga could have kept it simple, like, you know. Nigga could have been real calm about that, man. And been like, Dr. Umar, listen here, man. If you need that fade, if you need that, because I'm talking bad about you. I'm going to talk bad about you and your dishonesty and how you're... I think you're an evil human being for manipulating people out of their money with your fake good intentions. So I'm going to be talking about you. But if you need that fade because I am talking about you, I'm going to text you my location right now. I'm going to text you my address here in Southern California. And whenever you need that fade, you can pull up. And we'll get the camera set up and we'll run that fade. You know, all that yelling and bitch, you bitch ass motherfucker, that's too much energy right there. Tariq, that's way too much fucking energy, man, for a nigga that you know is not gonna do anything. You feel me? Me watching you go off on a nigga like Dr. Umar like that is like watching you go hard on a Winnie the Pooh doll on your couch. You understand me? You going off on Umar the way you did is like a nigga standing in front of the Winnie the Pooh doll on the couch and going off like that. You feel me, my nigga? So that's how that look when you go off on a nigga like that. When you know a nigga is not going to do nothing ever. You feel me? I ain't even know Umar talked tough ever. And if he did talk tough, I couldn't respond like that for no nigga really. It's simple shit like, if you need that fade, I'm going to text you my location or you text me your location and I'm going to pull up and we'll run that and that'll be that. You feel me? All that yelling and dedicating an hour to that shit. You know what I'm saying, man? We know he's a con man from when he was having the bitch problems. Right there. Soon as you heard him having bitch problems, you supposed to stop fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? Because you over here yahweeing and shit, but you got bitch problems. You feel me? Like, that's how niggas from where I'm at view shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once you become a religious, once you duck out some shit for some religious Martin Luther King type of shit, man, you got, you know, you feel me? You gotta hold yourself up. That's why Mace out of it. You feel me? Mace around here trying to make them comebacks. Real niggas is like, hey man. That's why Mace can't never have no good music. Mace can't never have no good music. Mace did some shit like, Mace did that shit like a nigga to go to prison. He was banging when he went to prison, but when he got there, it was so real that the nigga just was like, I'm being the Nation of Islam. You feel me? You know what I mean? But you really, you know, it's really because you scared, though. It ain't because you, like, really, like, religious. I'm on a motherfucking tangent talking about Mace. But anyway, see, real niggas ain't going to let Mace back in the game because you ducked out the game. You ducked out the game. You can say whatever reason. You can say you saw Satan. You can say whatever. But you ducked out the game. And then you started preaching. You feel me? I'm on a motherfucking tangent like a motherfucker, but that's how I feel about Umar. I feel like Umar, you know, when you get caught up with bitches, it's, you know what I mean? You one of them niggas. And I like y'all niggas. Y'all keep the world rotating. All right, now. Our second nigga in the news is DJ motherfucker Academics, man. Academics is hot. All 2017, his star rose up. He's the last man standing at Complex. They kissing his ass, whatever you want. But I guess I heard some shit about Academics got caught with a strap and in the car and some shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know that Academics is going through bitches now. Right? He's going through bitches. And I would like to take some time to examine some shit right here. As you like, you go from being a regular nigga or a nerd type of nigga, or a regular nigga at best, and a nerd type of nigga. You go from that to having bitches. You feel me? To where you start having bitches throwing themselves at you. You feel me? Now, niggas in that scenario, I pray for. Niggas in that scenario, I pray for, because that's like being hit by a tsunami wave. You feel me? Even if you in the bay when the water recede out, you getting hit with the tsunami wave of bitches. You feel me? And when you get hit with the tsunami wave of bitches, your bitch management skills got to be there, man, because all the bitches is coming at you. So you got the high level predatory bitches down to the soft cupcake, won't do shit to nothing, won't bust a great bitches. But you got savage bitches coming at you as a nerd, you feel me? And they gonna hit you with the package, nigga. They gonna hit you with the package, my nigga. I'm talking about first they gonna hit you with the bomb pussy and bomb head. They gonna hit you with that. Might even hit you with asshole and feet. You feel me? And then a bitch is just going. And then if you immune to that, if you can shake that, if that don't get you caught up, then a bitch is gonna hit you with the dramatic episodes of different kinds. from psychological shit to blatant lie, accusation shit. All kind of emotional warfare for your ass, nigga. If you care about a bitch, she going to use it against you like she going to use it against you like anything you say in a court of law, motherfucker. I'm telling you, man. So, I want to examine, like, I'm just saying, man, when you that regular nigga and you go from zero to pimping. You feel me? Nigga, it's the most dangerous thing, man. That's when the hoes, you really gotta manage yourself in the fire, because I'm telling you, man, especially if you's a nigga getting paper out here, and you feel me, and you go from being a nobody nigga to a popping nigga, and you like a nerd too, my God. My nigga, I'm just saying, man, very dangerous time, because you going from being no bitches to just a lot of, and you going from no bitches to a lot of bitches, man, and these bitches is sizing you up, because you know a lot of these bitches out there fucking with monster niggas and shit, niggas with excellent game and finesse, and here you is, just a famous nigga getting money, getting your first bag, man. Let me tell you something, man. Yeah, you know that ascension is a motherfucker, man. I'm telling you, man, that 0 to 60 on bitches is a motherfucker, my nigga. All the new bad bitches coming at you, man. It used to be hard as fuck. Now it's just bitches is just throwing the pussy, man. You just be like, fuck it. Let me just fuck it. Let me just fuck this bitch. And then you wake up in the morning and that bitch be the motherfucking Joker, nigga. You be like, what the fuck, bitch? What? What? Oh my God, bitch. Bitch, get out. No. That bitch stick to the wall and shit on your ass. Nigga be like, oh God, what do I do? Where's the manual for get rid of a bitch? I need to get rid of a bitch manual. Hoes be crazy, man. Bitch FaceTime you and she beat up and shit and talking about she trusted you. You like, bitch, what the fuck you mean? Bitch, I didn't do this to you, bitch. What the fuck you talking about? I trusted you. She's beat up and shit. Hang up and shit. You be like, what the fuck? I didn't know this bitch was this crazy. What the fuck? Oh, my God. These bitches. I'm just saying, man, the ascension, nigga. The ascension is a motherfucker. New pimping. Woo! Ball smack top. So I'm just trying to tell y'all niggas, beware when you raise quickly to the higher echelons. And bad bitches is fucking with you, you understand me? Let me tell you. Beware. Approach that with caution, nigga. You feel me? Approach it with caution. A lot of y'all niggas will never know what that's like. But if it happened to you, approach it with caution, nigga. All right, now, let's keep it going. H&M Clothing's giving no fucks. They just shitted on black people, black kids. What the fuck, man? Who authorized that? I got to check and see if a head roll. I got to check and see if a motherfucking head roll. A head got to roll, man. A head got to roll for that. Fuck that. A head got a motherfucking roll, man. Ain't no way you supposed to put out a motherfucking shirt. You ain't supposed to put out no fucking shirt. You ain't supposed to put out no fucking shirt. Who said that that shirt was cool? That's what I want to know. Who said that was cool? Who said that was cool? Now you got motherfuckers like, what was it? What did that shit say? A little black kid. How could you do that to your fucking company? How could you fucking? How could you do that to your company, man? Who authorized that shit, man? Coolest monkey in the jungle. And put a little black kid in it. And then you put a little white kid in a hoodie that says, Mangrove Jungle Survival Expert. And the white kid is like looking at the nigga like, what the fuck you got on, motherfucker? That's how the motherfucker looking. Motherfucker looking like, what the fuck you got on? H&M. Who said that? Coolest monkey in the jungle. Who thought? What executive thought that was cool? Or was it an executive who really didn't give a fuck and was like, I'm quitting anyway, so let me just do some shit before I get up out of here, man. These fucking niggas. Let me do some fly shit. Let me do some fly shit before I get up out of here. Fucking niggas. These fucking niggas that work here. I never liked them. Coolest monkey in the jungle. Put on a little black kid. Let's go. Who authorized that? Who authorized that? And did a motherfucker get fired? And if he got fired, did he care? Did he really? Or was he planning on quitting? Did he quit? What the fuck, man? H&M, y'all fucked up for that, man. Y'all some cold motherfuckers, man, for that. You know y'all wrong for that, man. Y'all wrong for that, man. Y'all wrong for that, man. Now you got all these other motherfuckers coming out shitting on white people. Coolest cracker in the world. White, little white shit. Woo! The internet is a motherfucker, man. The internet is a motherfucker, man. God damn. All right, let's keep it going. We got some more niggas in the news. We got a whole bunch of niggas, man. Let me get another nigga. Now, Genuine is a motherfucker in the news. Genuine is a nigga in the news. Do y'all know who Genuine is? Do motherfuckers know? Some of the youngins might not even fucking know who Genuine is. That's how bad it is out here, man. God damn. Shout out to Genuine. Genuine would not kiss a trainee on TV. He wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't do it in private on TV. Nothing. If I knew, I wouldn't do it. Shout out to Genuine for maintaining principles and not be getting mashed on and bullied by some motherfuckers forcing on TV some bullshit, man, to disparage your images and your character. Motherfucker, what the hell is that? What the hell is, how can you get in trouble for not kissing a trainee, man? How could you get in trouble for that, bro? What's going on out here, man? How could you get in trouble for not wanting to kiss any motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? You reserve the right to, nah, I ain't kissing that motherfucker. I got to kiss, man, get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck? Shout out to that nigga, man. God damn. Motherfucker want to kiss, motherfucker want Genuine to kiss our trainee. All right, we got more niggas in the news. Let me see. Okay, man, let me address this, man. Let's talk about let's talk about some real nigga shit, man. Let me tap in, man, because I want niggas to feel me. Hey, they did a bowl, man. Just to get in the mind state for this one right here, man. Now, I know the first thing y'all niggas gonna say, niggas gonna be like, God damn it, I'm sick of him talking about this bitch. He just love this bitch. I love this bitch. I do, man. I love that bitch. She's the number one bitch. I predicted it. She's the number one bitch. Cardi B. Okay, so King Yella from Chicago. I don't know if y'all know who he is. He's a motherfucking rapper out of Chicago that never really had a hit. Came to fame by jumping on a cut with Slim Jesus back in the days when Slim Jesus blew up and then came out and said, I don't do none of that shit I be rapping about. But King Yella was like, fuck that. That's my chance to give me some clout. Let me do a song with this motherfucker. Probably gave that little motherfucker a couple racks to get out. Well, he might have gangstered on him and just took some shit. But anyway, regardless, that's how King Yella got on, and he been kind of around ever since. Really, not really known for good music, really known for just talking shit on Instagram and doing videos and talking shit and threatening motherfuckers and threatening bitches like, what's that bitch name? I can't remember that bitch name because she ain't popping no more. What's that bitch name? God damn, man, I can't think of that bitch name. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the lesbian bitch, man. We fuck Young M.A. I love you, bitch. Young M.A. But anyway, I forgot what the hell I was talking about. Can you believe that shit? Oh, my God, that's so fucking embarrassing. Oh, my fucking God. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna have to listen back and see what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, I was talking about King Yella and Cardi B. Okay, so King Yella come out and say, I fucked Cardi B back in the days. And pull out some pictures of him and Cardi B. Which I imagine I could do the same shit. Pull out some pictures of him and Cardi B. And say, he fucked. All right. I don't know what inspired a nigga to do that. If it was Offset getting Rafe and shit and all of that old shit, I don't know. I don't know if that's what it was or whatever. But here's my policy on that. Here's my policy on shit like that. And I understand he's doing it because a bitch is famous. But here's my policy on that. Everybody has fucked a lot of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has fucked a lot of motherfuckers. So with that being said, if we know that everybody has fucked a lot of motherfuckers, what difference do it make who you fuck with before you fuck with me? As long as he didn't fuck while they was together, what difference does it make? Now, King Yella, he probably doing bad. He need the clout. You know, I could logically see why he would do it. She getting super hot. All these big ass singles and shit. Hey, man, fuck it, man. You might as well jump out the fence. Yo, shit ain't popping. Fuck it. Let me jump out there. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Now, y'all might not agree with me where I'm going with this, man, but my problem probably was more with Offset, the way he handled this, man, because on some real shit, here's what we up against. Now, Barty could say yay or nay. She could say, yeah, I fucked him, or no, I didn't fuck him. Right? as a real nigga, I'm going to say it's 9 times out of 10, she going to say, no, she didn't fuck him. You feel me? That's me talking. She going to say, nah, I ain't fucking. But me, it's in the cards. You feel me? It's in the cards. So, Offset threatening a nigga on Instagram Live on video, like, to me, is some super dumb shit. You feel me? He ain't got to even get involved like that. A nigga could easily sit back and just be like, you know what? My bitch look good. I see a nigga posting pictures of my bitch. She look beautiful. I'm glad he had a moment with the bitch. He might even fuck. I'm glad he had a moment. But it's my bitch now. I got to rave. It's my bitch now. She's only going to get bigger. It's my bitch now. What did you get out of it besides some pussy, besides busting a nut? What did you get out of it? Offset didn't even have to go up on this nigga like that, because, you know, Offset called a nigga up threatening him and shit, and they got it all on tape. So now if something happened to King Yella, they just going to come straight to Offset and be like, so he bossed up, huh? Had the goons go get Yella. I feel you, my nigga. Hands behind your back. You hear me? Hey, man. I'm just in here vibing, man, you know. I'm just in here vibing, man, you know. I'm just vibing in here, man, you know. So Offset, man, I think you was a little too emotional, man, threatening a nigga. I mean, so what? He fucked your bitch. So what? He put up the picture. So what? It's your bitch. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, maybe Barty hyped you up and was like, this nigga violated me. Fuck that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Going off to you. And he probably was like, ah, fuck that. I got to do something. I got to do something. You know what I mean? Nigga ain't got to do nothing. Y'all should sit back and be like, good. Okay. You got the fuck? Was it good pussy? You had some good pussy? Did she suck your dick? You busted a nut? Was it fun? She cooked for you too, huh? I got a rave. And it's over. We don't have to talk. It's over. My bitch bought me a rave. You feel me? Even if it's some fake shit, my bitch gave, if it's perceived that my bitch gave me a rape, nigga. I be on that bullshit up in this motherfucker, man. I'm on that bullshit, man. Offset and King Yella, man. Y'all niggas better let that shit go, man. Don't do no stupid shit. I hate to see a nigga in jail, man, fucking around. Unless y'all really got killers like that, Offset, you can send some goons up there on Kamikaze and they don't tell. Hey, use a kid. If something happened, and I was telling my peoples this, man. I was telling my peoples this shit today. I was like, you know what? What if we wake up in the morning and they be like, oh my God, King Yella's dead. He disrespect Cardi B and he end up dead. And then Offset be all somewhere watching TV where everybody saw him and be like, well, Offset was over here. Offset could just drop the album and that shit would go number one right motherfucker now. God damn it. Oh, that's that ignorant shit. You feel me? I shouldn't even entertain them kind of motherfucking thoughts, man. So ignorant. All right. I got another nigga in the news. Dave motherfucker Chappelle. Dave Chappelle special. This motherfucker, man. Funny as fuck, man. Salute to Dave motherfucking Chappelle. Man, that show was excellent. It was beautiful. I don't know which one I was watching or if I just watched them both, Equanimity and something else. I can't remember. But I like the equanimity, man, because that's a good word, man. I've been fucking with that word. You can check my blog post and see if I was using that back in 2006, 7, shit like that. But anyway, Dave Chappelle, man. He killing these motherfuckers, man. He is really getting money. He's really nice at what he do. You feel me? Really nice. I was watching the special, the Dave Chappelle specials that just came out. And I was kind of tripping a little bit, man. He started telling this Iceberg Slim story, man, trying to equate it to capitalism, like how pimps can look at bitches and discern mileage in a bitch and be able to tell what type of psychological horrors a bitch might have experienced or whatever trauma to the soul, whatever bitch got going on, whether you be able to assess that quickly and determine what a bitch is worth. Okay, I agree with that. Niggas do that. Okay. But then he continued with telling the story about how Berg tricked the bitch into staying with him because he wanted to squeeze the last bit of mileage out of her because he knew she had mileage left in her. You feel me? And he tricked her. He ran a play. She thought she was in a play, but the play was being ran on her. You feel me? She thought she was in a play, knocking out a rich motherfucker, stealing his money, but the rich motherfucker fake dead. And then they was running a play on her, and then they made it seem like she did a murder. So she stayed with Iceberg because Iceberg wasn't going to tell on her. But he put this in the context of the bitch is running out of miles, and he wanted to get the last bit of miles out of her, and she was about to leave. Okay. The bitch was about to leave. She was getting stolen by another motherfucker, was stealing the bitch in the story, right? And Iceberg was low-key, you know what I'm saying, wasn't doing it like he was before. Plus, he was on the run, too, because he was an escaped convict at the time. He wasn't, you know, he was on the run, so he was pimping from a whole nother, you know what I mean? So, long story short, man, Dave Chappelle, like, made up a Iceberg story on stage. That wasn't how the story was supposed to go. It was supposed to be, he ran the play on the bitch just to keep the bitch, period. He just was keeping the bitch, you know? It was such a ruthless play. Nigga just drugged the bitch. The nigga just gave the bitch drugs to give to a nigga that's supposed to be rich. And then they steal the money, right? Knock him out and steal the money. But instead, the nigga died. Had the fake doctor come in. And then he had fake motherfuckers come in and get rid of the body. And then the bitch stayed with Iceberg, right? She stayed with him until he went to the pen again. You feel me? Then she found out it was a lie because she ran into the doctor on a train somewhere. And she ran into the doctor and then she hated Iceberg, which is some... That's the darkness, the dark, dark pimping. When you make a bitch think she killed a motherfucker. That's some cold shit. Make a bitch think she killed a motherfucker. Then say, bitch, your secret safe with me. And the bitch stay with you. But he said she stayed with him like 13 more years or some shit. Something crazy like that. It's crazy. But Dave Chappelle got that shit wrong. He got it wrong. The way he told it, it was wrong. But anyway, it don't matter. But that's the cold thing. It don't matter if he get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pointing it out because, you know, I fuck with Bird. You feel me? And I just hate to hear this shit told wrong. Ball smack top motherfucker soil on a Monday night. It's long in here, man. I know it's a long show. I'm going to try to get this shit wrapped up and get the fuck out of here, man, because I know y'all niggas can hardly take listening to the ball smack top soil for 45 minutes, much less listen to the ball smack top soil for a motherfucker hour, man. Goddamn. Shout out to the Florida niggas, man. Kodak Black, man. This is the last nigga in the news. Kodak Black lost his mind on all the Florida niggas. Told the Florida niggas he was the best motherfucker in Florida that ever came out of Florida. All that. I like Kodak Black because he's a weird old motherfucker for your ass, bro. Like, when I see that nigga, I be like, This motherfucker is a weirdo. I don't give a fuck what hood, street, what killer, whatever you killed, stole, sold drugs, whatever you did, nigga, he looks like a weirdo. You look weird. Weirdo. The nigga actually looked like a fucking, cartoon, man. A living cartoon. He looked like a cartoon that'll kill you or some shit. You feel me? So I guess he said fuck all the Florida rappers, man, and it's a giant wave of hostility. Niggas might get, it might be some man down. He kicking niggas out the inside his camp. See, that money and that fame hits you. When it hits you and you control it, when that money and that fame hits you and you control it, there's some other shit. You feel me? There's some other shit. Niggas just can't handle it, man. It's, you know, who can handle it? Shit, I don't know if I can handle it. If it happened to me, I might start hallucinating and kick everybody out of my shit and just go on Insta Live and tell California nigga, ain't no, none of y'all niggas as tight as me out here. Fuck that, nigga. I don't give a fuck. And then have 25,000 niggas line up for the fade. Niggas be guys till they get brought back to earth. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is a very special time of the show where we go into reader listener emails. And I usually say it like, reader listener emails, reader listener motherfucking emails. And what we got? A bitch from Corona writes to Ball Smack. She say, Ball Smack, I'm out here trying to live my best life. I'm 35 and I fuck with a nigga that is 1 year younger than me. He out here having a little paper. He got a Tesla X and a nice condo. He used to having bitches and shit go his way. Long story short, the other night I went to the Rolling Loud Festival with my bitches. This nigga seen my snap and Insta Live and got in his feelings. The next day I was giving this nigga a ride to get some business done. And this nigga looked at me and said, what was my dinosaur ass doing at Rolling Loud? I probably was the oldest bitch in there. I was like, what the fuck? Nigga, get the fuck out of my car. So I put it, then this bitch ass nigga blocks me on Instagram, Snapchat and Facebook. So my question is this. Should I call this bitch ass fuck nigga or should I just keep it pushing? At this point, I got to catch him from a different phone number. Oh, man. That was some long, drawn-out kind of shit, huh? I like the first part. A nigga 1 year younger. And yet he still comes with what is your dinosaur ass doing in there? Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say, man? Motherfuckers destabilize bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, motherfuckers say foul shit to see if they can get away with it, man. You know what I mean? It just be coming out. Like, especially when you like a street nigga, man. You used to saying foul shit all the time, man. Like, you know, you used to saying foul shit all the time. So, foul shit just come out, man. You just gotta... It's rough, man. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up when you hear some shit like that. It's hard, man. As a real bitch, if you was fucking with a nigga, you should call a nigga and be like, what the fuck? You just gonna block me on all this shit like that? You should give it a couple tries. If he don't answer, then you know, you really know what it is. You feel me? You know, that's that old passive aggressive shit right there. You feel me? Like, that's that passive aggressive shit. Motherfucker just go block up. I don't want to block bitches. You feel me? I want a bitch to see. If a bitch ain't coming in with some foul comments and jumping in the comments and saying fucked up shit and terrorizing my peoples, then what? It don't matter, man. I want a bitch to see me flossing. I want a bitch to see me doing shit, living. You feel me? So... You know, a bitch might have got a favor when a nigga blocked her on the social media. That might have been a favor. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's a weirdo. You don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know. But yeah, call a nigga. Be like, nigga, you really on some gay. That's some gay shit. Like, you feel me? Like, get a nigga super hot. All right, y'all. Yeah. Man. Our next reader listener email comes from a nigga from Los Angeles. He writes to Boss Mac. He say, Boss Mac, my main bitch was at my crib a few weeks ago. She was preparing to perform her ritual of sucking my dick when this bitch saw a tiny corner piece of plastic from an opened Trojan condom in my carpet. It was a piece from the condom that I had used the night before on a random bitch that I brought home from the up. My bitch accused me of fucking other bitches because me and her only go raw, of course. She blew up on me. I stood my ground and my bitch dumped me. Right there on the spot, got up and stormed out the crib. Which was hard for me to accept because I was looking forward to that dick suck. But nevertheless, my nigga, I feel bad. I don't want to fold up under the pressure. She still be calling me. But now she's starting to turn up on the gram and whatnot. Any tips, advice? Yeah, man. My number one tip is to always clean up the crime scene. Whenever you doing dirt, you got to really go through and clean up. And you got to even clean up for the homies too. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you know, you got homies coming through your crib and shit like that, bringing bitches or whatever, anything like that, you got to clean up. You got to look around. You got to take a sweep. You got to do a sweep. When you know you fucking your girl raw, you using condoms with the other bitches, you want to make sure you clean up all the evidence every single time. All the evidence. You want to especially look at the pillows. You got to look at the pillows. Make sure no random hairs. No random hairs. That'll get you popped too. It's not being the wrong hair. I'm telling you, man. Bitches know what they hair. I'm telling you. So you always got to clean up the crime scene. You're doing dirt, clean up the crime scene. That's the prevention. You wouldn't have none of these problems if you cleaned up the crime scene. All right, now, once you get popped, no matter what, you in a space that I call being technically caught. You got a technical caught. Because you could always say, well, you know, that's from some shit from years ago or some, I don't know. You know, that was one of the homies. You could always say that, but that's what you call a technical caught, because it's evidence, but it's not certain evidence, like a bitch walking in seeing you fucking, or, you know, video footage evidence, surveillance photography. You know what I'm saying? That's a technical caught. You know? Now, bottom line, man, you finna get tortured. You finna get tortured. So, to minimize your torture, since you dumped, you might as well start going on with your life and adding better bitches than her to the team. That right there will get the ball rolling for the get back, because if she see you out there fucking with some other bitches, that's gonna affect her a certain type of way, and she not gonna be able to accept it. So I would suggest start adding new bitches on the team immediately. Start adding bitches better than her on the team immediately. Make sure you're having fun. Make sure you looking good. Make sure you work your gram to perfection. And just stay focused, and I think a bitch will come back. You feel me? Because you didn't really get popped. But if you get fucking with some other bitches in her face, that's gonna turn up the heat and make the process move quicker. I'm just saying. Boss Mac Topsoil Extra Relicent when you want to holler at a nigga, man. You feel me? When you want to holler at a nigga, holler at a nigga. You feel me? Yeah. We about a good hour in right now, huh? Yeah, that's where we at.
Alright.
Yeah, man. Happy 2018, man. Remember, if y'all niggas got any motherfucking questions, hit me up at BossMacNosis Live. Email a nigga at BossMacNosis Live. Or get in the DMs at BossMacTopsoil, at BossMacStreetwear, and at the BossMacPodcast. Fuck with me one time. First 2018 show, appreciate it. Bless up. Shoot me feedback, whatever. You know I fuck with y'all niggas, man. To fuck with me back. Yeah, I think that's about it, man. I think we're gonna hold it right there. Yeah. Chin up, nigga. Get to the paper.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Boss Mac Industries production. Put your hands together for our special musical guest. I ain't gonna even say no names.
Didn't even got time for me. Take a move and stay around me. Other girls, they be watching me. But a nigga like monogamy. Stay up till 5 with me. Girl, can you stay alive for me? Girl, don't say bye to me. Please, girl, don't lie to me. Put it on me. Pretty young thing. A little bit of drink. Girl, don't sing. Fresh in your meat. Girl, you know what I mean. The things you can't compare to.
No, no.
It's the reasons why I love you.
She callin' my gym, sippin' on Versace. I been rollin' through the city and we dippin' in wasabi. I be feelin' through your head and your soul and your body. We be chillin' in the suite, but I know you like the lobby. We ain't gotta know anybody. I'ma take control, call me Bobby. You like the lights off, I'ma fold you up, but got me. No, let this nigga know, let this nigga know. I'm going for the gold.